Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's popping out there? It's your boy, Three Letter Man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. Welcome to PSA motherfucking podcast. About to get the host A-Verb on right now. PSA motherfucking podcast. This is a fucking pleasure right now tonight to talk to my motherfucking nigga, my dude, yeah, my bro, and this motherfucker, motherfucking Captain Marketable A-Verb. What's good, my nigga?
What's the word?
My nigga, I don't know if this is I don't even know what to call today, my nigga. This is kind of weird for me because I fucks with you, my nigga. Then I'm looking on the gram and I'm seeing retirement talk. Bro, what we doing here, my nigga? Talk to the people, man.
No. You know, for me, I said this in December that, you know, I was off after May. I'm not doing this no more. It's been a long run for me, though.
Facts.
It's been a year. On February 28th, 2009. On February 28th, it'll be 8 years. I've been on that seat. You know what I'm saying? 8 years go by fast. I'm not giving these people 10. That's just don't make sense. So yeah, I had a great time doing this. I got like four more that's done, but after May, I'm not even going to the summer with this. We starting all the way over. Like, you know, that game is it's been fun. Like, I had a great time doing it. Ups, downs, all over. I had a great time, but it's time to get off that floor and let the era of this wave have it.
Wow, so you like gracefully bowing out, my nigga? It sounds like you gracefully bowing out.
I mean, I don't got nothing else to prove. I've done it on every level. I've seen everything. I've done everything. It ain't really nothing more to do. You know, I think I've done what I needed to do. In 8 years' time, I've done what I need. I'm not going to be one of these niggas that got 90 battles. And I ain't going to do that. You know, we gonna tap out. I'll be after all I'm done, I'll be at maybe, I think, 41. And then that'll be it for me. We're going to just stop right there.
Wow.
So, like it's been fun. I enjoy the sport, you know. But right now, it's time to let them have that game. Like it really hit me like December. I'm like, I'll be arguing with children. Like, I don't need to. You know what I'm saying? The rappers that are kings now are little niggas. So it's like I can't even argue with them because the level of intelligence is not the same. You know what I'm saying? The level of life ain't the same. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't need to be here. Sometimes you outgrow things. You outgrow things. Like I've been out here, so sometimes you outgrow things. And yeah, it's just time to let them have it because the game has changed drastically. Yeah.
But my nigga, this is like when you turn on sports and then you just see one of the Rushmore basketball player or a nigga that's been an all-star for years that got banners up on the Raptors and shit. And he just hit us with, yo, he bowing out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, nobody sells the same dope forever.
Right,
you
that's
know,
facts.
Like, you know, facts. You know, like, you know, if you don't stop now, it's never going to be enough. It's always going to be, oh, I want to see this next time. No. We just going to let y'all just have what the... You know, like I'm not in the business to be arguing with people or going on stage for the approval of people. That's really not for me. I've done it. I've seen all the greats. You know, they all know what's up with me. Every last one of them know what's up with me. So it's like, you know, I came in the game to compete, and I did compete on the highest level.
Facts.
I've done them all. So yeah, it's nothing. I've done a lot of things. So, you know, and I'm from St. Louis. I ain't even supposed to play that game. We not even supposed to have a place in that game. So, as far as that side of history with me, I'm happy where that is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to leave that to them and let them do it.
What's the three reasons that you said earlier, Verb, that December something really hit you? What was the three reasons that maybe popped in your brain, like an epiphany hit you, where you was like, you know what? I'm about out. Is it just more because you've been here for 8 years? Is it more of that you lost the love for the culture? Is it more you trying to argue with dummy ass niggas?
No, no, it ain't even that. I mean, you know, arguing with people is a part of life. Cause, I mean, nobody is going to be right. It's all opinionated. So it's
right.
an opinionated sport. It's an opinionated sport. So it's not, I mean, arguing with them don't matter. But it's like when you argue with people and you're doing more and you're much more, then who's the fool?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if both of us arguing, you can't tell who the fool is.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 8 years. See, the thing is, like, let me talk my shit for a second. I really don't like doing this no more, but I'm like,
you got to talk your shit on last time, bro. Come on, my nigga.
Like for me, I've been main eventing for 8 years, fam. I'm not one of these niggas that come in the game late at 4 or 5 years and then start pop. No, I've been main eventing for 8 years. I came in a king. I didn't come in a little nigga like a lot of these niggas. I didn't come in like that. I came in a king. So it's a difference. Like, the wars that I put on, my road has been tougher. Like, I'm on the road doing these things. You know, this is different. You know, I mean, anybody who watched Battle Rap, they know what I've done. So ain't no point in me doing it. Ain't no point in me doing it. They know everything I've done. The real fans, not the niggas who just started watching this yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Like, it just don't. It's time to let them have it. Now, like, let me give you an example. Like, Norv just shouted me out on Instagram. Like, you hear me?
Yeah, I mean,
in his opinion, he said, you know, I'm the greatest battle rapper from the Midwest of all time. Now, this is what I told him. I said, this is what
facts.
I told him. I mean, it may be facts, but I'm not going to take full responsibility for that. I'm going to say I'm one of them because I think we all put
our... Verb, we're going to cut this shit tonight. Verb, let's cut the bullshit tonight, my nigga. This is you about to retire? Let me tell you as a fan what it is. Hold on, Verb. Listen, X Factor, shout out to X Factor, shout out to Midwest Miles, Young Miles. Those two niggas, yes, they came into the scene and were the first Midwest battle rapper that we seen. When you came on the scene and battled SB, my nigga, it was a totally different thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, this is what I say. My impact was the hardest between everybody. I had the hardest impact. And more doors open for me. But as far as me being the greatest one, I think we all have great flashes at times. So it's like
you a hitman 1A, 1B, my nigga. That's what it is,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I mean, and that may be possible. I mean, we take on the hardest fight. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I say, I mean, I'm not going to take full responsibility, but I'm going to say, you know, I am. My mark will never be forgotten. So I made a mark there. You know what I mean? So anyway, he shouts me out. Tay-Rock comes under the post. Verb, you fucking suck. Like, why, my nigga? That's so crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, saying like I'm not gonna debate my legacy against Tay Rock because it don't match up, fam. It's not the same. Like, you feel me? Like, it's like, and I told him, I said, bro, look, I wish you the best as far as your talent take you, man. Like, I'm not gonna argue with you or slander you because it don't make sense. Like,
but Verb, do you think it's maybe that Rock is looking like, I don't think niggas know you don't suck, first of all. Do you think it's more like, all right, this nigga retiring, I need to get that Verb, I need to get Verb under my resume before this nigga hangs it up, before he hangs the jersey?
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, like, I'm not even, you know, like I say, man, you know, Tay-Rock has been two different people along the road. You know, when he first came in and he wasn't popping, he was a different person.
Mm.
He started hanging with Surf and he started losing his mind. You know what I'm saying? But that's just, I can't argue with these people. He used to be real cool. But now it's like, dude, like it was Norris was shouting out what I've done. And he's the only rapper that comes under that and slanders it. Like, you know, like let me get this straight. The rappers don't care for me. Number one is because they're not as talented as I am, and they have to depend on this. I don't have to depend on this. So I stand out like a sore thumb. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it didn't take me 5 years to get hot. It didn't take 5 years for me.
Nope.
I came in the game like that. And then that's the difference between me and these other niggas. That's why they don't like me, because they can't talk shit. You know what I'm saying? They can't talk shit to me. It's like, you know, like I say, I'm not dependent on waiting on smack calls to make no money like the rest of the niggas. I'm not, never been there. So, you know, like I say, it was just so that's when I said, damn, that's why I'm really leaving. It's tasteless as fuck. These people are tasteless. They have no class. I got class. I'm not going to play the game with y'all. Like, I know what the fuck you know what I've done. Because this the same nigga that was begging me for a shot in Detroit. Like, come on. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't play that game. So it's just time to get away from that, because these niggas forget who they are. And that's not for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, come on, my nigga. Like, but I said, look, man, listen, you know, I wish him the success, whatever he got, bro. But this, I'm not at war with you now. I'm getting off the court. My war ain't with you. You know what I'm saying? So as much as you hate me, my war is gone. I'm not even on your court, on the court with y'all. Let y'all have that. But see, but I want everybody to understand something. Nobody stays loved forever, fam.
That's facts.
In this game.
Nope.
Nobody. So I'm going to tell all you, the rappers that's coming up or the rappers that's hot now, you will have a time when they say, fuck you. That nobody stays loved in this game. You know, so the best thing to do while you getting your run, play it right. You know what I'm saying? Play it right. Show respect. Because any second they'll say fuck you, like if that's what you depend on. I don't depend on them to validate me. You know what I'm saying? I don't depend on that. But I mean it's just like when I saw that, I said, damn, that don't even make sense. This is the reason why I'm leaving. It don't make sense. Like a man is shouting out what I've done and what I brought to the game. And he couldn't even handle the fact that I'm getting shouted out. He attacked for no reason, bro. Like for what?
But Verb, I personally think that was a jab to try to get your attention to battle. I swear, I just got a funny feeling,
well,
Verb.
Well, I'm not interested. Like, I'm not interested. Like, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Out of all these punks you put on the phone with y'all and all that shit, I don't style on these niggas because these are some of the most talented niggas in the world, man. Like, they're some of the most talented niggas in the world, so I'm not going to ever take from them. I can say I don't like them as people, but as talent-wise, man, you'd be a fool to sit back and say that these men ain't talented. They're the best in the world. So I wouldn't even play that game, you know what I'm saying, ever. It's just not for me. I can't be real with myself, lying to myself, like and say for me to say Tay Rock is not talented. Tay Rock is talented, man. He's consistent as fuck, you know what I'm saying? He just got like that, but he's consistent as fuck. Like I can't style on the boy. I'm a man. I'm not a little boy like how they do. I can't style on him. He's getting dizzy right now, and I like to see him do that. You know, same thing with Surf. I talk shit to all of them. You know what I'm saying? I talk shit to all these niggas. You know what I'm saying? But they all know what's up to me. And the ones that I smoke, they can't talk shit to me. They can't talk shit to me at all. So you know, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I tell these guys, man, like I wish them a lot of success in that. If they're going to still be here and keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? But the value of my win on stage, they'll never be able to accomplish that.
So, Verb, let me ask you a question, Verb. When's your last – you're saying May is the timetable for your last battle. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Yeah, right now it's looking like my last battle will be on URL.
Okay. Like. Are we getting one last – are we getting two battles before May or just one last battle?
No. I have a couple one rounds. I have, but something else, though, too, while I'm here. E-Next coming to St. Louis to see March 26th.
To see you?
I'm sorry, March 24th. Yeah, I salute Next because a lot of them niggas wouldn't come. So, you know, and I salute Next for coming down to see the smoke. So, you know,
is that a one rounder?
No, that's a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I salute Next. Like, I salute. Absolutely, yes, for even taking up the challenge, because none of them would.
But, Verb, I got to say this, because you my nigga. If your last battle is going to be on URL, it gotta be a banger, my nigga. In my opinion, it got to be a banger.
Yeah.
Beloved, Lux, for the culture, my nigga, for the culture.
That's culture. That's not going to happen.
Damn.
Lux doesn't battle at the rate that I battle, and he always at home, and he's still not bringing y'all the show. Like, that man could have been got smoked. We're not chasing it no more. That's done. Like, I'm not going
to wait. But for your last battle, Verb, wouldn't you want a big name like that, a nigga that's a battle like supposed to happen a long time ago, like you had Ice or you Lux? You know what I'm saying?
All that would be great, but I'm more concerned giving my diehard fans a show on URL.
The opponent
don't matter. The opponent doesn't matter because it's like, you know, I've seen all the greatness. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing more I can prove. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same. Yeah, it's nothing more I can prove. I know how this go, man. It's not nothing. You know what I'm saying? So the opponent don't matter. It's really me versus me. I just want to give them a great show, you know, that I'm happy with. You know what I'm saying? So
is your opponent, you probably can't leak it out, and I respect that. But
it's still up in the air. We're still up in the air right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a you know, we have more than likely, but, you know, we still up in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to rather take a great MC. Like, okay, like, you know, for real, they want me to take, you know, DNA. That's what's on the card.
Okay.
I would rather take a great MC. No, not the DNA. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would rather take an MC. Just a great MC. I'd rather take a great MC, like a pensman. Somebody who can push my pen.
Gotcha.
I'd rather take that for me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, whatever. Like I said, the opponent don't matter. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all, okay, listen, fans, if y'all do not want to see me take DNA, then you have
to. Then we got to do what, Verb?
Like I said, if y'all don't want to see me take DNA, then I just got to, you know, at URL and say, who else y'all want me to take?
Oh, Verb, once you do that, you open up Pandora's box, Verb, and DNA's no shade of DNA. He's not the most likable person to everybody. I fuck with DNA, but you know what fans are. You know what I'm saying? They're tired of seeing them. So,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, well, the only thing is, I'm a real rapper. And DNA, he's an MC.
Tracks.
Listen, I'll say this. I'm a lyricist. I care about what I write.
Mm-hmm.
DNA is an MC, so I'm not going to style on him either because I'm a man. I don't do what them punks do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not – he's an MC. But, you know, I would rather take a pensman, someone that's going to make you say, okay, I got to really rap. You know what I'm saying? I would rather take one of those, something that's going to be legendary.
So let me ask you a question, man. Your last battle, your writing process going into your last battle, you're going to walk on that stage, you got to feel some type of, not say jitters, but to walk on that last stage, you ain't going to feel no type of weight over, like, this is my last battle. This is it. Nah?
No. I'm going to feel like it's a Saturday, like the rest of these. Like, it's like once you do it so long, on this magnitude of what you do it, every night becomes the same night. Every night becomes the same night. I'm not going into it thinking, okay, well, this is my last battle. I'm not going to even put that on myself. This is a Saturday, bro. Get the job done, let's quit the job. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's basically where I'm at with it. I would rather take a pensman, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, regardless, I'm happy to have been competing as long. Like I say, all the niggas right now who hot, they came in, fuck boys and little niggas, and they was not amazing. You know what I'm saying? That's why they can't talk shit to me. They can't. Like all the niggas on stage right now who smack love, they his friends. Facts. Those are his friends that hang out with him. You know what I'm saying? So when the game first started, none of these niggas was factors. None of them. So, I mean, so that's the last. I mean, and sometimes when you let the niggas who wasn't factors become a factor, they lose their mind. They start believing
that's true.
They say something that they're not. So I'm not concerned with who the opponent is. I just want to, you know, just get off the stage.
So let me ask you a question. What's your memorable, in your opinion, in your 8-year career, Verb? What's your most memorable moment in battle rap for you? And for you personally, what you think is your biggest achievement in your eight-year run?
The one thing that stands out. The first time?
SB or outside?
Yeah, I think that was my most memorable moment because it opened the door. It opened the door for me. It opened the door for
Iceback.
Yeah, like everybody, I got a whole region. That moment was special to me. So, you know, like I say, I'm that might be my favorite moment because it kicked everything off, you know. But I have a lot of magical moments. Like when you take on MCs in their home a lot, like, you know, like a lot of those guys that, you know, and this is no knock to them because, I can't front on DNA. DNA will go anywhere. He'll take any. Yeah, DNA, I mean, he'll go anywhere. He'll take any match. Like, I salute that. K-Shine as well. K-Shine will do that as well. He don't give a fuck.
He just started doing that heavy, though. I think that the DNA Alliance has opened up doors for him to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he never was opposed to getting on the road.
True.
You know, so
when he batted, Pooh Bear in the Lou. I remember that.
Yeah. So you know, when he hasn't never been afraid to do that. But you
right.
have people like I say, like, you know, Surf ain't been good on the road. Tay Rock ain't never been on a plane. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's no.
He's been to Detroit though. He's been to Detroit though, Herb.
I say he never been on a plane.
Oh, plane. He went to Detroit though. You know, I feel what you're saying.
I say he doesn't know what it feels like to go check it, get on a plane to go rap.
Right.
That, he's never experienced that. You know, Detroit is only 8 hours from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's not really like a trip like that. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Detroit is the closest city to the East Coast. So he ain't go too far.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, holler at me when you got to go from St. Louis to New York City, or you got to go from St. Louis to L.A., or if you got to, that's when it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So,
but you know.
What's your most disappointing to you? What's your most disappointing in your career, for you in your career? You got the most memorable. What's your most disappointing in your opinion?
I don't have I don't look at things as a disappointment, because anything that's supposed to happen is supposed to happen for a reason. So it's not, it ain't nothing, you don't cry over spilled milk. That ain't, you don't do that. You say, all right, I'm a man, let's fix it. If that's the case, I'd have been sat down a long time ago. I'm not a nigga to get my jaw cracked and lay down. Get your jaw cracked and you get up and you go crack some other niggas' jaws. That's my whole career in that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't cry over no spilled milk.
Is it safe to say that you have the best battle in URL history? You and Lil Bro, it, man?
Probably. It got to be. You know, it has to be. You know, but they won't. You know, it'll never get its full credit because we.
Nah, Verb, it does, my nigga. That's the go-to battle for everybody. If I'm showing a new battle rapper a battle, and I'm like, bro, listen, I'm going to show you this battle, right? Here's the backstory. These two brothers came in the game together, you know. After a while, Lil Bro want to show Big Bro that he can stand on his 1-2. Big Bro want to show Lil Bro, little nigga, you my little bro, but I'm still going to shoot this jump in your face. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
And
voila,
here you go. Here's the battle. That's just to me, that's the go-to battle for me, bro.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's still, you know, like with Lux and Calico, and Lux clearly outlined my attack, and Teddy outlined it, but people still praise that more. So, This ain't a game. This game is funny as hell. That's why I'm not getting the fuck. Because it's like, but if I would have stole his attack, it wouldn't have been nothing. But that man clearly stole my attack and said it.
Facts.
He said, listen, this is where I got this from. And they still, they're still appraising more. And it wasn't even three smooth rounds. He jammed the first round. That's a mama. He jammed the first round. Like, my was flawless against him, man. So it's like, you know, but at the end of the day, man, I'm not here to do nothing.
Right.
You know, I'm happy to have been here all this time. 8 years is still main event. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you sound like to me, like, you just tired of the bullshit. That's what I'm getting from you. Like, you have no remorse leaving. You're like, you know what? I'm a kiss the, I'm gonna go step on URL my last time. I'm gonna kiss the arm floor, and I'm out.
Going straight
back to the crib.
Yeah, like it's a normal day, and I will be relieved. You know what I'm saying? I'll be relieved that it's like you work a bullshit job for 8 years, and then you say I'm gone. That's a relieved feeling. Come on. Like that's a feeling of relief, and I'll be happy to get off the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a draining thing. It's a draining thing. People don't know the what you got to deal with as far as the wars. You go into somebody else's house, they scream for the other nigga, don't care how good your shit is. But
right.
You still get ready for it. Like, that's an uphill battle. And I'll just be happy to get it over with. Like, come on, let's get it done. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Let's get it done. Like, you know, like, there's a lot of time I missed doing this shit. Like, I missed a lot of time with, you know, family and,
right.
You know, I put a lot of things to the side to be great. So now it's time to catch back up with my life. I got other things moving, man. Like, I got other things that I need to take care of. And it's time to
get out of the verb. I got to tell you this, man. The game, this battle rap shit is not going to be the same without you, my nigga. And I mean that genuinely, respectfully. Like, as a New York nigga, I appreciate everything you brought to the fucking table of battle rap. I think you're one of the king of interviews. I think you, Captain Marketable, you was the first nigga that did that. From everything you did to this game, my nigga, I don't think Oh, I know you get your respect because when niggas say Mount Rushmore, your name is always mentioned. Like, you gotta throw Verb's name in that fucking conversation, my nigga. His face gotta be there, bro. You can't just put all New York niggas on there. No, you gotta like balance that motherfucker out. What Verb brought to the game, I don't know if you ever see that again with a nigga. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of things that I brought. Like, it was a different style, a different flavor, a different. It was the blog game was different. Power
facts,
you know.
Facts. I say you and Goods took the blog game to different heights. I always say that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's crazy. The show term, but that's a lot, man. That's a lot, man. Like, I'm over happy.
But well, what about the itch, though, Verb? What about the itch, though, man? When you watching battles after your last battle and, man, you watching battles, you're like, man, I'm looking at this nigga, man. I smoke this nigga right now. You're going to get that itch, Verb. It happens to athletes all the time. You don't think so? It happened to entertainers. Jay-Z told us he's going to retire. He's still going to go back in the booth. I still think your pen, you're going to be there spending nights at the crib just writing bars. Like, come on, Verb.
But what people don't know is I don't. I do it when it's game time. Like I said before, I didn't come to be the best. I came to compete. I didn't come for that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have the ooh, wow, because ain't nobody doing no ooh, wow shit like who's on some ooh, wow shit? Like the URL rumors became the gas chamber. It's all about where you at now. So nobody's doing the wow. Man, I watched Twerk.
And Louise.
And his fake showtime. but shout out to that man. You know, he evidently he's inspired. You know, shout out to that man. Like, you know, but that's kind of crazy when you can just do that. It's like nobody said nothing. Nobody don't ask. They just say, okay, that's dope. How?
All right, let me ask you a question. Out of the new niggas that's on the come up that you watch and shit, who do you see that could probably take it to a different level? Not maybe where you took it, but where you see promise in this nigga that he could hold a flag and they could do what they do.
Promise hold a flag. I mean, they're so unoriginal. They're so unoriginal. It's just like. It's so unoriginal. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Nobody is being innovative. Like, all of the new guys are cloning somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's original?
I think Adam is original, though. I like Adam a lot.
I mean, but he still come out of Charlie Puth's box. Come on, Carl. Yeah. I mean, I think one of the most original is probably Riz, but he ain't new no more. You know, Riz is very, very original.
Mm-hmm. I fucks with Riz.
Yeah, I'm saying as far as originality, he has his own thing. So, you know, that's one thing I think. But for the most part, none of them are stepping out the box to me. You know, same shit every single time. It's the exact same shit, like, to me. I may be wrong, but I'm usually not.
And what about the Midwest though? Who's gonna take over that banner though? Like Magic look like he retiring too. Ice Pack not here no more. We don't know what's going on with Hitman. You're retiring. Calico it's in and out like Double Dutch. Ill Will just come back in the grace of the URL. JC, I fuck with JC heavy though. That's my nigga. I like JC a lot. But JC doesn't have that it factor, but I fuck with JC heavy. I don't know who's going to hold that flagship, you know what I'm saying? That's going to, like, you pass the baton to, you know?
I mean, I don't see anybody that's, like, some of them are good, though, but I don't see nobody that's, like, I mean, you know what? It's just oversaturated for real. It's too many of them. You know what I'm saying? It's just too many MCs. It's just too many.
Right.
The first one of them that steps out the box is gonna be a star. But it's the same shit. They all rapping and go rushing their next punchline, forcing you to scream. It's the same shit. It's the same shit over and over again. Like what made us different is everybody was different. You know, that's why our era will never be cloned.
Nah.
Because we were original. You know what I'm saying? You didn't find two of us that were the same.
And to be fair, though, Verb, to be fair, also, I think when you guys also, when you guys started, when the culture just really started, battle rap really took off the way it took off, and the war between the East Coast and the Midwest brothers, and y'all feeling y'all ain't getting respected, and y'all coming and y'all shook the game up and shit. You feel me? So it was a great storyline. I don't think there's a great storyline with the new guys and shit. Y'all paved the way for niggas and shit. Do you feel... I think personally speaking, and correct me if I'm wrong, do you, as veterans, do you guys feel, and I don't want to say insulted by Smack, but in a way like, all right, you feel like they're pushing y'all out to put the new guys in front, and that maybe force niggas to retire in a sense?
Well, that's if you depend on them. I don't depend on them. I never have depended on them, ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think, my last time being on stage with him one-on-one, being on stage with Smack one-on-one was 2015 against Shine.
Shine, yeah.
Yeah, so I've done 10 of them since then. I don't wait on him. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I don't wait on him. That's why, you know, that's just not for me to wait. You know what I'm saying? And then the next year I did a two-on-two with Hill. I ain't been back since. Not that they haven't called me, of course, but I don't wait on no man to determine if I'm going to make some money. You know what I'm saying? That's for those niggas who are dependent. You know what I'm saying? That's a little nigga move. That's why when you see them get on interview and they, yeah, Smack, you are real for life. Because he's paying y'all. He's paying y'all what he want to pay y'all. Y'all can't scratch y'all ass without letting Smack know.
Now, hold on, Verb. Well, you always live by this code. For all the years I watched your career, for 8 years I watched you, you always say, anybody wants smoke, all you got to do is give me a bag, give me a call, and send me the bag. You mean to tell me you retire and niggas got money on the table? You gonna turn that down, Verb?
Once I you know kick my feet up, for me to come out again, it's gonna cost so much for me to really decide I'm gonna do that because I don't want to do that. I don't want to, and it doesn't go about. It's not about the money and opponent with me after that. You know, what I'm saying? It's not about because I don't want to do it for you. I gave it 8 years. I'm gonna kick my feet back. And watch the other monkeys make fools of themselves. Yeah, and so you know, like I'm gonna sit back and just watch them do the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
But is it more retiring? Is it more retiring? Is it more like I'm gonna just chill for a little bit, and if I get the call and the itch, you know what I mean?
I'm gone. No, I'm out of here. That's it. I don't want shit to do with this shit. Like leave me out that shit. Because, I just done it too many times. It's just time to let go. Like you say, our whole Midwest roster is gone. Like, we're all gone. Like, it's like gone. You know, so we competed. We did what we were put here to do. You know, we competed. So, I mean, that's it. It's done. It's back on. It's y'all game, man. Like, whichever one of y'all niggas want to fuck Smack and suck his dick. That's the nigga who's going to be on top. How about that? No pause. Whichever one of y'all niggas want to knob Smack off, that's who's going to be the main. All right? That makes sense? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Verb. I'm laughing at you.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah,
I'm just saying, whichever one of them niggas want to do a sexual favor for Smack, listen, rappers, let me tell you something. Man. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all want to be top tier, make sure in every interview you praise Smack. Every interview, and I promise you.
Hold on, bro. How you giving advice like that, but you never did that?
Because I'm a damn man. That's why. I'm a king anyway. These niggas ain't motherfucking men. These niggas ain't men. They boys. These little boys, man. It's no way I could be writing no shit like, man, Smack for life. URL for life. For life for what? So what? You're going to die. And then when some new niggas come, he's going to say, fuck you. Fuck you. Damn. Like these people, these rappers, they think their position is permanent because they hot for a second. You know what I'm saying? Like, shut up. Smack doesn't talk about none of y'all, man. Like, soon as a new nigga come, who cheaper, you out of here.
Like, what the fuck? Like, why does this matter? But, I just don't, you know, really, the game got out of control when Smack started letting anybody on stage. That's when it became out of control.
What you mean on anybody, though? What you mean anybody, though? Damn.
All right. So, these niggas, okay, so if we can agree that the new niggas are not original, right?
Okay. Some of them are not.
90% of them niggas are unoriginal.
Okay.
You know what? Really, why I blame this shit on Charlie, because all these niggas got Charlie in them. They all got Charlie in them. Every single one, they got Charlie Cush in them.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Charlie done. They're doing the same shit Charlie do. They just do it in different ways. Exact same shit. They all Charlie sons. And then y'all say, fuck Charlie.
But Charlie be on some bullshit, though, Verb. Come on, son. He be on some bullshit, fam.
Okay,
you don't take this shit serious no more, man.
It's hard to take this shit serious. I feel him. It's hard to take this shit serious if it don't mean shit. Let me tell you something. Good battles don't live long. Bad battles don't live long. It's the same, don't live long. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, think about it. If a bad battle happens, right?
Right.
You got 24, 48 hours of tweeting. If a good battle happens, you got 24, 48 hours of tweeting. It don't matter. Like, you got to think. I have 6K Shine. I done put on about 10 cold shows, 10, 8 or 9 shows that was good. Niggas don't never tweet about that shit. If something go wrong, they tweet. You know what I'm saying? It don't make sense. Like, you know, like, it just don't make sense anymore. So I understand Charlie's frustration because it's like people, they don't appreciate no good shit. They don't appreciate it. Some of them do. Some of the Diehard fans appreciate good shit. But, you know, these niggas are, it's a different era.
It is. It's a totally different era.
You got to think, when we came out, the MCs was on top of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the music industry, the MCs were the ones that were highlighted.
Facts.
The whole rappers were highlighted. Now, look at today's time. Now you're getting the Yachty's and shit, and that's what battle rap is. It's becoming the Yachty's. I'm not being funny. It's just, okay, now the game is about niggas, you know, rolling their eyes and rocking their hips. It's
rocking their hips.
I mean,
Verb, shit like
rap,
this, I'm going to miss my nigga. I ain't going to hold you shit like this. I'm dead ass gonna miss, man. You're gonna be missed like a motherfucker, my nigga. Facts.
Trust me, it's gonna get real quiet around that motherfucker. Watch. When I tell you, it's gonna get real, the battle rap is gonna get so boring. Because the thing is, I can talk any way I want to any of them little niggas and they can't talk back to me.
Are you still gonna go to events?
Fuck no. Hell no. Fuck no. I ain't doing it. I'm done with it. You know how many times I done had to be at events hot, tired, and gotta go on stage, gotta shake niggas' hands, we about to be beaten off, gotta walk around with hand sanitizer. People ask you dumbass questions. You ready, Verb? What the fuck you think I'm doing here, man? Yeah, I'm ready. You ready, Verb? Every single time, it's like they ask us the same questions. Are you ready? All right, I got my money on you. You gonna split it with me if you win? Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? It don't quite add up to me. Because they ask you the same, man. You don't understand how it was. You know how frustrating it is. You gotta fly out to the battle, go to the battle, and take pictures, dap niggas for hours, and go on stage, and then do the shit right after you get off stage. Fuck that! I don't want to be there. Fuck no. Fuck.
Oh, Lord.
No. Hell no, I'm tired. Look, my old ass tired, man. I ain't got time, my bones, man. Fuck that. It's like you a boxer, man. I done been hit too many times. That's it. I don't want to get no more. I'm tired. Shit, I don't want to be one of the niggas who got 100 battles, man. That ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? No, fuck that. I'm out.
So as of now, bro, how many battles you got right now? As of now, in your career?
Four.
No, overall, 8 year span.
Oh, 37.
27?
37.
Wow, damn.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's some work, boy. Eight years, that's some work.
What? Not compared to niggas like Ugly Ass DNA got 90. You know what I'm saying? Like, Arse got 60 battles or some shit like that. Like, I'm really behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Art's got 60. You got Disaster got 90. Thesaurus got one, like 121. Like, I don't, you know. Like, it's a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, all mine ain't in the same room. Man, my shit is in different places. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. Like, I'm done with that shit. Like, I don't. These niggas, one day they gonna wake up and say, this is some dumbass shit to be arguing. Sitting up here, we up here rapping our best to each other, and it don't matter because it depends on where you at. Who closest to home is gonna win the battle every single time. Like, it's gonna be dumb. Like, you arguing with a nigga, like, man, I killed him, and then what? You got paid, you killed him, and then what? And then what? You know what I'm saying? But see, that's exciting to niggas who never made money in that, man. Let me tell can I talk shit?
Talk your shit, my nigga. We got 4 minutes here. Talk your shit.
Let me tell you something. See, the difference between me and these niggas, like, I ride fly. You understand what I'm saying? I ride fly as fuck. My crib together. I ain't like y'all, man. I don't live in attics and shit. Like, that ain't for me, fam. Like, I don't wait on no nigga. I go get my own bread. You know what I'm saying? My bitch been bad. I've been doing this. This ain't none of that. This ain't that, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's time to step away from that and let the niggas who are nothing without this sport have it. Makes sense. Like, look. Hitman got TV. He chilling. He don't give a fuck about that shit like that. I don't give a fuck about it like that. Like, we get our own money. We do our own shit. We don't wait to smack call and tell baby, guess what? We're gonna take a trip. No, nigga, we do that when we want to. Game, but I mean, look, I've been happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. I haven't been here all this time, man. But you know, it's just time to shit, man. Get your old ass off the court, shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't Kobe. I like right now. You come in the game, Kobe. You flying. You dunking and shit. Now you shooting baby doubles. All right, cool. It's time to get off the court. Let the Damian Lillard and shit run around and shit. Run around. Shout out to
Dave,
that's my boy. Like,
yeah, like, Dave, nice. That's what I'm saying. Dave got
some
game.
Yeah, cold. I'm saying the niggas that's gonna run around 90 miles an hour and turn that ass up. Let them do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's new to them. To us, it's not, man. It's just time to go. And after May, don't call me with the shit. I'm making it clear. If y'all ain't booked me before May, fuck y'all. I don't want nothing to do. Don't call me. Don't call. I'm going to block niggas' numbers and all that shit. Don't ask me for a goddamn battle. Fuck no. And shit done. Like I took a lot of time away from my family and shit doing that dumb ass shit.
Right.
No. We done with that. Like, I own a party bus. Do Tay Rock own a party bus?
I don't wear it, my nigga.
Do Tay Rock own anything? Like, I don't like the disrespect. Let me do this for a second. Like, does he own anything? Or what? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference. Like, you got to understand, Tay Rock. Let me say something to you right quick, Rock. Let me explain something to you. When I walk outside, I got an option of what I want to drive. That's a whole other game. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, don't ever talk to me. Like, I don't like disrespect, man. I don't like this shit. That's why I got to get away from this shit, because now you got the inmates thinking they can run the prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it's time to go. It's time for me to get out of jail and let the furloughs run this shit and run the yard. That ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing my own thing right now, man, and it's been great. So after May, don't call me for no goddamn interview. I'm bad. I don't know shit. I don't know who did nothing. Fuck y'all. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't know nothing about nothing. I don't know. Did I see who? Ninja who? Fuck y'all. Nigga, I'm over playing golf.
Verb, we got 30 seconds here, my nigga. First, I want to tell you, I appreciate you, my nigga, for what you brought to this fucking game, my nigga.
Appreciate
we still going to keep in contact. I'm still going to text you and bother you, my nigga. You know what it is.
It's all good. Yeah, no problem. But listen, I'm here, but I'm not here. Man, thank y'all for listening to me.
Captain Marketable, man. Love you, my nigga.
All right, right on. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my nigga, A-Verb, PSA Podcast. This will come out. Shout out to Verb for giving me exclusive on his retirement here with 45 minutes. Shout out to him. 10 seconds here left. This will be coming out on YouTube. Hopefully tonight, tomorrow, I'll try to figure it out for y'all. Love y'all, my nigga. Y'all already know what it is, man. Once again, shout out to A-Verb. Retirement speech, if you want to call it. Hey, bless me to give me the opportunity to address some shit off his chest. Shout out to Verb, man. Love y'all. One, easy.